There was an idea to bring together a group of remarkable people to see if we could become something more.
So when they needed us, we could fight the battles
that they never could.
To Infinity War and beyond.
Welcome to the podcast. We are back with Chapter 13 to talk about Captain America Civil War, or Avengers 2.5, as it is frequently known. And in this particular film, after a disaster in Lagos spurs on government involvement in whether or not the Avengers need to be under military control, the team is split and chaos ensues. And most importantly, Spider-Man and Black Panther are introduced. This week, we have Josh, Mackenzie, Daniel, and Megan are with us. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
And hello.
I refuse to say hello.
That sounds like something that team...
Nigeria.
It's Nigeria?
Yeah, but the city's called Lagos.
Okay, so it is in Nigeria.
I didn't know that. I just knew it was Nigeria.
Guys, now, again, for some of you, this was your first time seeing it. Megan, was it your first time, too?
I've seen pretty much all of it somewhere.
So you've seen it, then?
Most of it, yeah.
Oh, okay. Had you seen it before? Has everybody else seen it except Mackenzie hadn't seen it?
No.
Okay. So, guys, what did you think of Civil War?
I loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really, really liked it. I thought it was a very good storyline, and I thought everything worked out really, really well. I just liked it.
You liked the happy ending, you mean? That
yeah.
Where none of them were speaking to one another at the end? Yeah. And yeah. Okay.
It was great. But yeah, I just really enjoyed it. I thought the storyline was good. The fight scenes were incredible. They were really good.
Basically an airport fight scene with a movie attached.
I know.
And explosions. Lots of explosions.
But I liked it.
That's fine.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Mackenzie.
I thought it was pretty good. It had a much simpler plot than Age of Ultron. I like the...
Simpler in what way?
Like, the villain was, knew what he was doing, I think.
You mean Nemo?
Nemo. Nemo. Yeah.
Emo?
That was actually the original title of this film was Captain America Finding Zemo. Most people don't know that.
Yeah, I had more to say to this. Again.
Next in the Disney Pixar trilogy.
It's synergy. Corporate synergy.
That's all I got.
Josh, what do you think?
This one is one of my top Marvel movies. I'm not going to say it's my favorite one, just because there are some things that I didn't like about it.
Okay.
There weren't a lot, which I thought was really good, but there are some things that I didn't like about it, but like all in all, it was a pretty good movie. Like the plot was pretty good. The interesting thing was like there was a villain, but they never really fought the villain. They only, like, fought each other. That villain guy, like, the only time they ever confronted the villain guy, Emo Nemo, was,
Emo. Emo Nemo, yeah, that guy.
It was when they were in that holding cell and they couldn't actually really fight him because no one could actually get through it.
He was behind you.
He's kind of pathetic, actually.
Yeah.
Like,
coward.
He doesn't get it. I think the only time he faces down with them, he's behind like bulletproof glass or whatever.
Yeah,
is,
that's what.
And he shows them a home movie. That's all he does.
Here's some popcorn.
What?
Where?
What?
Here's the popcorn.
I knew what he said.
It's the death of your parents. Enjoy.
Woohoo!
Daniel, what do you think?
So, Civil War is one of my favorite movies too. I don't know, it, you know, brought in all of the Avengers, yet not technically being an Avengers movie. So.
Well. Yeah, it doesn't bring in, doesn't they don't bring in Thor and the Hulk.
Okay.
That's okay.
The most important Avenger was there, so it's fine.
Which was?
Black Widow. Its yes. favorite is Black Widow.
I don't know. I just, the whole movie I felt like was enjoyable. Like, there, for myself at least, there wasn't a part where I was like, you know, I felt like it was too slow or it was,
right.
like, you know, just not a lot happening. Like, I didn't get, like, bored at any point during this movie.
Yeah.
So, I really enjoy this one.
Yeah, I do like this one as well. And I enjoyed it more this time than I remember enjoying it.
That's because I was here.
It's because you were here, Josh. That's why.
Oh.
Not the rest. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
I joke. I kid. But I'll be honest, though. It's still, like, I don't know.
Okay. Okay, Steve.
I don't know, man. The villain is... he's awful. He's a terrible villain.
Yeah,
and I get that his plan was to get them against each other. I for what? Because his family died. I sort of get it, but it's just like... it's just not another Marvel villain that once the credits roll, I forget about. You know?
Yeah.
It's true. It's another one where I go, yeah, all right.
Yeah, because when people think of Civil War, they don't think of that villain. What they're thinking about is the fact that Cap and Iron Man were fighting. Mm-hmm. Like, no one really remembers the fact that there was even that guy.
Yeah.
So...
I didn't even know his name before this, and I had watched it before.
I still don't know his name. They're calling him Emo Nemo, for heaven's sake.
It's Zemo.
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 Yeah.
Or Zedmo, if you're in Canada.
Zedmo.
But I do agree with you, Josh, that the airport fight is like... I think the airport fight is the highlight of the eight... of all 18 films in terms of, like, battle scenes.
Yeah.
It is the most fun battle scene. I love how they introduce Spider-Man and Black Panther before so they actually avoid an origin movie by... They started doing this at this point, right? It's like, who can we bring into the film and then give them a film
mm-hmm.
rather than
doing
start over? Yeah.
They had to do with...
Now, ironically, the next movie they do is Doctor Strange, which is a straight-up cold origin movie. Yeah, but, this one is a lot of fun. It is really neat to see them sort of pitted against each other. I struggle with trying to figure out exactly what they're fighting about, and even though I know, like, it's kind of funny to wrestle with that, because I'm like, I get it. I understand they're fighting about whether or not to sign the thing.
But signing doesn't, like, if I'm going to fight with my friends about whether I should sign something or not, it's not going to lead to be blowing up an airport. It's going to lead to an argument. It was a little bit strange.
Well, to be fair, they don't start with the airport. They do argue before that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, to be fair, they don't start with blowing up an airport. That's like... The rest of it. And I'll be honest, after the airport fight is so good, the rest of the movie I find kind of boring.
Yeah.
Like, even the scene where it's Cap and Iron Man and... Bucky.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, the guy bores me. He bores. I don't know why. I don't know what it is about Bucky that drives me nuts.
We'll get back to
him. We'll come back to Bucky. We'll come back to Bucky. But, even that scene... It's sort of like the drama for me is that, I don't know.
But I just think that what they wanted was a film where they could introduce a couple of characters and have a massive, awesome fight scene that would, like almost like an iconic Marvel fight scene so that they still have it, right?
We still got it.
Yeah,
we
basically.
We'll prove it to you.
But I think they did it with, like... The worst reason for them to have a fight. Like, oh, I think we should sign this form thing. No, I don't. Oh, well, now I'm going to not talk to you, and it's just going to escalate from here. Like, it's sort of just like, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, well, that begs the question, then. This is a great lead-in to the first and most important question.
Sorry.
You all right there?
He's dying.
Team Cap or Team Iron Man?
Cap.
Iron Man.
Team Captain.
I'm Team Captain America.
Okay, all right. So, Team Cap, do you want some time to confer before I throw it to you and ask you why?
Wait, what about you?
I'm staying out of it till the end. I'm going to let you guys hash it out here.
I know what team he's on.
But you have to. It has to be between the two. Because if we're going to go in-depth of every character, I'm Team Black Widow.
Well, no, yeah, there is no in-depth of every character.
And then you can't say Team Black Panther.
I can say Team Black Panther. No. Why are you ruining... Spoiler alert. Team Black Panther, he's neither Team Cap nor Team Iron Man.
I know, he's just there to kill that dude. All
right, okay, so maybe I'm not Nemo Team Black. Nemo. I'm Team Zemo. Zedmo.
Zedmo.
All right, if I were to pick a team, I would be Team Iron Man.
Iron Man, yeah.
I'd be Team Iron Man. I just would be. I just would be. No, yeah. Just because I love him. So, okay, Team Cap, explain yourselves of why you deserve to still be here. I'm kidding. I mean,
Okay. Okay.
You killed my mom. No.
Okay.
No, my mom's fine. Spoiler alert. My mom's totally fine. She's at home with
I
with
did that.
I didn't kill anyone's mom.
You are. If you Team Cap, you did.
I did.
What? You are. If you Team Cap, you did.
Yoda.
Okay.
Oh, you're outnumbered.
So, Team Cap, explain yourselves.
Oh, I'm Team Captain because, like, what's, like, I don't understand why was it the government? I don't know.
Yes.
The government. Yeah. The government. You mean that created the Sokovia Accords? Like the file? It was technically not the government because it's not the U.S.
It's the U.N.
It's the U.N. So it's the It's really the global governments. That's a terrible way to say it, but it's a representative of all nations. So that's one of the things I was afraid of when the movie started. When I first saw it, I'm like, oh man, is this going to be the U.S. that created this thing? But no, it's everybody. U.N. So go ahead.
Yeah, like, at the beginning when the guy was just like, you guys have been going around destroying things for far too long and we're not going to stand here and take it, but what were they doing when they were saving the world and stuff? It's like they're like, I'm going to do my job now, and like...
Wait, who, the military?
Yeah, control the Avengers, but that would just take away their role. No. I don't know. I'm losing it.
You're good.
And Captain was only fighting for what was right.
Yeah, that's my point. I think that in this movie there is a very, very fine line, but a distinct line between what is easy and what is right.
Oh, I like that. Go ahead. Explain that.
In my personal view, don't get all Iron Man on me.
Don't get all Iron Man on you? Wait a second. You killed my mom.
How did you know?
It's the same as Batman versus Superman. Anyway, go ahead.
Don't get me started.
I think
you're just bitter that Thor wasn't in this, Megan.
I was not.
I think that Iron Man was doing what was easiest to protect his name.
Interesting. So you say that Iron Man's doing it to protect himself?
Yes. Have seen over a lot of these movies is that Tony Stank, we can say that now because it was...
The joke is available now.
Has a very enlarged ego.
Okay. Explain yourself. You're going to get... Team Iron Man's going to get all up in your grill in a second here. I'm warming up my pulse blaster here.
He does have a very big ego. He's a smart millionaire, playboy, whatever.
Billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
He's this guy, and the government people, they love him because he did all of this stuff, brewing weapons, manufacturing and all this, and he helped them win wars and funding all of these students and all this. And I think that he thought that it would be easier if he would just go along with what his friends in the government wanted so that he wouldn't lose what he had started to make.
Which was what?
His name. Like, he had made his name known in the government power.
Wow, okay.
But I feel that Captain America saw that and saw that what he was doing was not the right thing in that case. If it was a different case, then that may have been the easy thing may have also been the right thing, but not in this case.
Okay, Megan, you want to add to this here? You're one of them.
The main reason why I'm on Captain America's team is because
he's cute.
It's because he's cute. No, I'm giving her more credit than that.
Well, he is cute, yes, but that's not why I'm on his team.
Atta girl.
I think that I like how he's dealing with the whole Bucky thing, because he could just be like, that's not my friend, I don't know who he is.
Okay.
But he's defending him, and I think that's why I'm on his team. I'm not on his team because of the whole government thing. On his team primarily because of how he deals with Bucky and how he's dealing with the whole situation. Because Bucky's tortured. That's not, like, I understand that he did kill Stark's parents. I get it.
And a lot of other
people. And a lot of other humans. But still, I think that just because you kill somebody, he's not mentally there. He's not. Hydra messed up his brain. I messed up his brain. So, because
you messed up his brain. Oh, because you're Hydra. You're Hydra. I forgot about that. Hail Megan.
Superman. because Hydra messed up his brain. That's not him. That's not who he is. And yes, he may be doing all this crap, but he doesn't. I don't think he realizes all the damage he's doing. Like, I don't think he gets it. Like, I think that I don't think his main goal in life was to kill people. Like,
you mean Bucky?
No.
Yeah. No, you don't mean Bucky?
Yeah, I mean Bucky. Oh, okay. I don't think that he, because in the first Avenger, he was fine. Like, he wanted to help people. That was his pure thing. That was his thing.
Right.
And now he's like, now he's a soldier that's programmed by Hydra. So it's different. Like, I think it's very difficult to, but yeah, that's basically the reason why I like Captain America, because the way that he's dealing with Bucky, I think he definitely could be taking it a whole different way.
Okay.
I definitely think he could be like, oh, like, I'm just going to abandon Bucky, turn him in, and let Hydra do more things to him, but he's not letting that happen.
But does being Team Iron Man on the issue of the Sokovia Accord mean that Bucky is not as well off?
Well, I mean, Iron Man thinks that he should, like, be put away.
Yeah.
And then if he's put away, they might get him again.
You're worried about Hydra.
Because Hydra might get him. Hydra are smart. Like, they can loophole and get him again.
Well, you would know.
I would know.
I can, like, wait till Infinity War.
But no, I just, yeah. It's complicated. I mean, I can see where Iron Man's coming from. I can. I'm not, like, against Iron Man.
You are if you're Team Cap. I'll tell you what's what.
Well, like, I'm not like I hate Iron Man and think he should die in a hole. Like, I'm not.
Well, I kicked it up a notch.
I'm not like that. Like, I don't know. I just,
it's okay.
It's complicated. If I could be, like, in the middle between them, then I would be. If I could bleed Black Panther, I would.
So,
wait, what?
No, what she's saying is if she could be, like, in between the two of them and sort of.
That's an Iron Man move. Because I normally don't like picking sides. If I can, I'll take Black Panther's side. Because I can't, I understand where both of them are coming from. Like, I can understand where Tony is coming from, and I can understand where Cap is coming from.
The irony is, in being Team Black Panther, he's actually more out for revenge than the other ones.
Yeah.
But I know.
The whole thing was trying to kill.
Yeah, that's right. Being Team Panther does not actually help your cause of saving him there. Daniel, please inform them all of why they need to be Team Iron Man, please.
Well, I don't know why you're Team
Iron Man. That's why you are.
I'm Team Iron Man because, like, I've seen
that. Wait,
you're Team
so
Iron
help
Man
me. If you say
Black
it because
Widow.
Black Widow is on that team. No. All right.
All right. Black Widow actually ended up helping Cap. So.
All right, no, I want to hear this.
So I'm Team Iron Man because of the whole, like, Accord thing. I'm not looking at it like between like Bucky or Wanda or anybody else. But like, I think, you know, I've seen Avengers, I've seen Age of Ultron, obviously, like we all have. And although they are helping people, they have caused a lot of destruction. And the thing is, it's not like the whole Accord is going to stop them from being the Avengers, but it's going to, like, not let them just kind of go willy-nilly with it. There's going to be more, like, kind of structure to the whole saving people and saving countries. Because that's, like, obviously, you know, the government or the UN's not like, oh, well, we don't need to be saved, because obviously they will if something happens. But it's they're still causing a lot of destruction when they're still saving a lot of people.
I need to be in the middle now, because I agree with that.
That's why I'm Team Black Widow.
I don't...
No!
I do agree with that. I do. And I think that...
Megan's coming back. I'm telling you, she's coming back, Josh.
I like that. I do. I understand that point of view, but I'm still, like... I don't know why, but I have a soft spot for Bucky. I do.
Okay, but you're hung up on Bucky
I'm
here.
I'm worried.
What are you worried about? Didn't Iron Man actually says... Doesn't Tony actually make a comment saying that if, with the Sokovia Accords, that they would try and have Bucky in a rehab center as opposed to, he says that when they're dealing, you're trying to get him fixed, right? Now, yes, okay, Hydra can get him. They can, I guess, right now they just got him frozen in Wakanda, but it's like, The Sokovia Accord isn't about Bucky.
Yeah.
Just the fallout from the Sokovia Accord becomes about Bucky.
Cap doesn't want Bucky to be fixed. He wants Bucky to be Bucky.
But isn't that fixing Bucky?
No.
He's programmed by Hydra, man.
I know, but that doesn't mean that he's not Bucky. Like, because Cap, like, even when Bucky was, like, that old Winter Soldier killing all of them mode, he still saw him as his friend.
Yes, agreed. I agree with you.
He still saw him as Bucky.
Yes. I agree with you.
Okay.
But the Accord is about supervision.
Okay, if this is about the Accord, then I'm... Yeah.
You're what?
What? We're saying...
What are you?
If I'm the Accord, then I'm Team Iron. If it's the Accord, then I'm Team Iron Man. Because what he's trying... Because it doesn't... It's kind of weird because they've switched roles.
Okay.
Yeah, they have. I want to mind that for a second before you go, because... Because
old Iron Man was Captain America, and old Captain America was Iron Man.
That's what we talked about.
Captain Iron Man! Josh,
in the first few chapters when we talked about that, this is one of the things we addressed is in the very first... two Iron Man movies, he's all about, you're right about his ego, but he's all about, you know, I think he actually says to the government, the safest hands are our own or something like that, which Cap says exactly that in this film. He makes the same argument. And Cap is all about following military protocol. This is a huge flip. Well, I think Bucky changes in Civil War, Winter Soldier.
Which is funny.
Not Bucky, Cap.
Because I think that, like, it makes sense to do what Tony Stark is trying to, because I think, I mean, I kind of, like, Wanda, I feel, it's...
Megan.
Are you okay?
We've got two on Team Cap, two on Team Iron Man, and Megan, who's about to explode between the two. She's just so worried about the one-armed bandit that it's like...
versus Team Thingy Iron Man is about.
It's the entire point of this movie.
I'm confused. Is it about Bucky or is it about the freaking Sokovia? I'm so confused.
I'm on Team Megan. I'm on Team Megan now.
Because it's about, if it's Kevin the Hip. Because if it's about Bucky, then I'm on Cap. But if it's about Sokovia, I'm on Team Iron Man.
I'm lost. By the way, I'm on Team Captain.
I'm lost.
All right, Josh is gonna wet himself, I
think. Okay.
Is it okay?
No, it's not okay. Because I have something I need to get off my chest.
Okay.
So if we all talking about the Accords,
Yes, we're talking about the Inhumans. No, that's exactly what we were talking about.
I was not finished my sentence.
Our main side then.
If we all talking about the Accords, then I just want to say, I'm not saying the Accords are bad or the Accords are wrong. I just think they're trying to force them on the Avengers at the wrong time and the wrong place.
So, like, instead of Wednesday, they should wait till the weekend?
No.
Well, no, like, if, like, it's what I said. I said, like, what I was first talking about why I'm Team Cap, I was saying, like, if it was another case, like, yeah, that may be the right thing to do. But I just think in this particular case, if they were to go with the Accords, they would have to, like, they wouldn't be able to go after
Zoma.
Zorba. Team Zorba.
Zorba the Greek.
Wait, is it
Emo
or Zemo?
It's Zemo.
Oh, okay. Zemo.
But
it's a four-letter word. None of us can remember it. It's
but they wouldn't be able to go after Zemo because the UN would now be all high on the fact that they have power over the most powerful group of people. And they would try to control.
Wait.
They though?
They still probably be able to go, just not like as like pew pew pew.
If I'm hearing you right, you're saying that once they sign these papers, that they're not going to let them Emperor Nemo.
No. It is what I said, but it's not exactly what I said.
False.
Okay. Wait. What the Accords said, like, basically what it was, like, we're not gonna stop you from fighting evil, but we will be telling you when we think it's necessary
for you to come. That is true. That is true.
So basically, they're under the thumb of the military being like, you know what, we got this. Even though if all of the Avengers know, there's no way in heck that they got this, they're all gonna die. They can't do anything because they signed these papers, that means the UN has to tell them, oh, crap, we were right. Can you go fix this now?
Well, you know, I think there's some truth in that.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
I can see some truth in there.
Okay.
You are on my team!
No, she switched. She came over to Team Iron Man.
Like, he has a point.
Never talking.
I will say this. This is one of the things I was thinking. Is that the issue to me is neither Team Cap nor Team Iron Man. It's the people they have running the military.
See, yeah.
Because you've got Ross, General Ross.
Average white man number six.
Okay, but like you know, Iron Man comes back from doing the work that Ross told him to do. And he's mad that they blew up the airport. But what did he think? That it was just, like, they even evacuated the airport so that there were no people in the airport so they could blow up the airport. And when he comes back, he's mad. Now, maybe he's mad because they got away. Maybe that's it. But it's like, it seems to be the people that are running the show are the bigger problem to me.
Oh, yeah.
But the idea of them having some accountability to me is no way. Ross makes some good arguments. What does he say? He says, do you know where Thor is? Do you know where Banner is? He says, if you had lost a couple of 30-ton megabombs, there would be consequences. You know, imagine if the government lost a 30-ton megabomb and had no idea where it was? Like, if this, there has to be accountability.
That would be an issue.
I'm still saying, I'm not saying that like the fact that they want to have the Avengers some accountability is bad. I'm just saying the timing was bad.
So wait, if it had happened another time, that the same thing would have been okay? I want to go back to the idea of what you said about Iron Man doing it for his ego. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't see that in this one. No. I see him as he's always going to have an ego.
I don't understand what that means.
Well, he said that it was because Iron Man's trying to save his name, is what you said.
He's trying to save the Avengers from splitting up, even though Hulk is gone. Thor is, well, technically he's not gone. He's like with his, I don't know, family or whatever.
Gone.
And
but with Hawkeye, like basically, they've already broken up already, doing their own stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Daniel, desk. You're not it.
But basically, like, yeah, Iron Man's like in some depression or something or something.
Well, he just lost his girl, man. He's lost, some bad things happening to the guy, and then mom and dad
doesn't
got
mean
killed
you have
by
to take it out on your team.
Bucky with the bad hair and
Bucky with the bad brain.
Bucky with the bad brain. I love it.
At this point,
BBB. Bucky with the bad brain.
And as far as the Sokovian thing, yeah, I agree with Josh that they did it at the wrong time, because when they were blowing up Washington, they did nothing. When they were in New York and stuff was going down, nothing happened. And now at some random point where they're trying to figure everything out, it's like, now's the time to be like, hey, you can't do this. I'm taking over.
After there was already tension between the group after what happened in Sokovia with Iron Man, like, going rogue, you could say, with Ultron, that's when they decided to throw in this wrench about, throw this wrench into the group about whether they're going to sign to, like, be controlled by the government or not.
Okay. Daniel wanted to say something.
Okay, I want to say something before I have, like, the main part that I want to say. I don't think this was such a bad time for them to do it, like, for them to bring up the Accords, because, like, if they would have waited much longer, you don't know what could have happened next. There could have been...
No, UN was bad.
America was, like, could have been, like, gone. Other countries could have been, like, gone by the next time they would have had the chance.
The UN was, like...
So, although it may not have been the best time, that could have just been the only time they could have been able to do it. But my main thing is that I don't think Tony did it because, like, oh, he wanted to save his name. I think he more did it, or, like, I don't think it was, like, really the easy way to do it. Because I'm bringing in Black Widow, because obviously she signed the Accords. She's, like, a super spy from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
She's signing herself to the government of America.
Of America.
So they can know everything that she's done.
Yeah.
Everything about her and about the other, like,
people
she's been. So I don't think it's, like, the easy way, because they're not just, like, signing their names or, like, they're giving their identity to,
I see both,
like,
sides.
The UN's government.
Like, I see both sides.
Team Megan. Megan would be sitting between the both of them, say, guys, stop fighting, please, please, stop fighting.
<That's>
You know?
Because I'm on both sides.
See, it's funny, you know,
so
when
you're
I going back.
Black Widow.
No.
Yeah, Daniel refuses. you know, Iron Man is doing it because of the kid.
Yes.
At the beginning of the movie, this is about recognizing the value of the people that have lost their lives. See, this is the funny thing about it. This is why I think it's a fun conversation.
People died.
Oh yeah.
This is because the mom shows up and says, look what you did to my little boy. Now,
my butthole garçon.
In some ways, it's interesting because it's an age old argument of who is more important, the population or one person. And for Cap, it's all about Bucky.
Yeah,
it's all about Bucky. But it's also about. See, I think it becomes about Bucky. But I don't think it's about Bucky of why he won't sign. Like, he says,
no.
The safest hands are still our own. But the interesting thing about that argument is that, you know, we talk about the flawed people that are in charge of the government, you know, like General Ross. You're assuming that the Avengers aren't flawed themselves, which we've seen from all the previous films that they are flawed.
Yeah.
So to say the safest hands are still our own, yes, Cap is a great guy and he wants to do what's right. And I think in this film, I mean, it'd be interesting if this was called Iron Man Civil War. But the movie's all from Cap's perspective, and I think that he wants to do what's right.
Another perspective, like, it might be a different issue.
Maybe.
Or a different thing. Because I'm in the middle. I'm like a floating piece of wood. Like, I'm like...
Megan is adrift in the sea of Marvel Universe.
Literally adrift between the two of them, and I am confused.
Just keep swimming. Just...
Finding Zemo. Megan is Zemo. She's just like in right in the middle there. Oh, Hydra. There it is again.
But no, I'm confused. Because I understand the point.
Okay.
Previous
Yeah, I understand
previous
both points of view.
Here's a question. Why don't
is that
we,
normal?
That's totally normal. They want you to feel that way. They want you to be torn between both people in this movie. Why don't we talk a little bit about Panther? Not like who's on Team Panther and all that stuff, but what did you think of Panther and his role in this particular movie?
I haven't seen Black Panther, but I did like him in this movie because he reminds me of Catwoman. Well,
is it because he's dressed as a cat? Or is there more to it?
It's Halle Berry.
No!
He reminds you of Halle Berry?
Because she played Catwoman.
Yeah, I know. Why'd you have to bring up that Catwoman? Anyway.
No. Well, mostly because he's a cat. Now that I've seen this movie, I kind of want to see Black Panther now. I've got some mixed messages about it. It's good, bad, I don't know.
It's amazing, but anyway, we'll get there.
I've only heard good things
It's fantastic, but that's another story.
But cool. He's got some cool powers, and yeah, I'm trying to remember what his role was in this movie.
Well, his story to me, in some ways, has the most character, like the only character arc throughout the film. At the beginning of the film, Cap is looking for Bucky, in a way. He's got Bucky on his mind. He actually says that, for crying out loud. He misses a grenade because his name is spoken. And he's like, what, Bucky? And maybe that's why I don't like Bucky so much. Is it's like Bucky's got this weird power over him. And then at the beginning of the movie, Iron Man is... like there's. I guess Iron Man has a bit of a change in that. But Black Panther has a whole...
arc.
Whole character arc.
About Black Widow.
She doesn't have much of a character arc in this movie, man. I'm sorry. I like Black Widow. You know I do. But, like, what is she doing in this thing?
She fights for the right side.
She keeps switching sides.
She keeps switching sides.
First she goes to Cap. First she goes to Iron Man's side, I think. And then she goes to Captain America's side. And yeah, make up your mind.
And technically, she didn't switch sides because she told T'Challa that she was gonna help
to
find
him,
find Bucky, not catch him.
T'Chonkla?
So,
Be more specific.
So technically, no, she didn't switch sides.
All right, fine. Back to Panther.
Oh.
We're talking about. What do you guys think about Panther in this movie? I mean, this is now we've seen his movie has come out and taken over the world, but I mean, this was. 2 years before, you know, or last, was it last year? I don't even remember when these things are. 2016. And, I mean, this is his first introduction on screen. What do you think about his story?
His character.
Well, his character, his story.
I think he's great. I mean, I feel for him because he, like, we meet him and then immediately his dad dies. In, like, a very violent way. And it's just sad to see. I mean, I understand where he's coming from. Like, I'd be in that position, too. Like, if someone killed my mom or dad, I'd be like, and then I'd want revenge. And, I mean, I think how they did his costume was really good as well. Just a side note, like, how they did I like the nails and how he just moves like a feline. Like, it's really cool. I think I can't wait to see Black Panther.
Have you not seen it either?
No.
Oh, you haven't seen it either? Oh, man, we're going to have some fun. You have. Okay.
It's going to be really exciting because I just seeing him, he has a lot more emotion than the other characters I found. Like, he had a lot more there, I find. Because I find Captain America can be a bit blank, so can Iron Man at times.
Only because Bucky's around, I'm telling you. Anyway, you and your soft spot for Bucky.
Yeah, I think he's good. Basically, like his nails, but hey.
So, I really like Black Panther. Like Megan, like I really like his suit, and out of nowhere he's like
hello.
Flipping around and doing everything. Where like 2 days ago he was like wearing a suit and was like, hey, Miss Romanoff. Like,
and was mourning his father.
Yeah, like it was like, just,
like, 2 days later after his dad dies, like, jumping off buildings. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. So he seems, like really cool. I haven't seen the actual movie for Black Panther yet, so I can't wait to see how his story, like, continues. But I also feel like he is, like, the one that has, like, the biggest, like what you said, like, character arc. Because he, in the end, he showed, like, you know, technically the guy who did murder his father, like, forgiveness.
Hmm.
And he even saved him from literally killing himself.
Wait, sorry, back up. Who's the guy who killed his father again?
Zemo.
Right. Nemo. Mm-hmm. Zemo.
Zemo.
yeah, so he, like, you know, throughout the whole movie, like, he said that he let vengeance get, like, take a hold of him. And he says, like, you know, that's what Cap and Iron Man, like, they've let vengeance take a hold of them. And he is able to realize that it has taken a hold of him and kind of change that and show forgiveness to this man who literally, like, blew up his father.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I like about Panther in this movie is because I feel like he's the only person we really get to know in this one. Bucky, I don't learn anything new about Bucky. Oh, he starts to talk like a human being again. You know, that's about it.
Bucky?
One of the key themes, I think, in this movie is the idea of revenge. And it comes across in so many different ways. I mean, there's maybe not necessarily of everybody was seeking revenge, but it sort of affects so many people's motivation. We know that's Zemo's motivation, although it's kind of weak. It's clouded and it's weird. It ends up being Tony's motivation for trying to actually take them out because he says, he killed my mom. And is saying, this isn't going to fix anything. I don't care. He killed my mom.
And his dad.
He doesn't like his dad.
Yeah, he never got along with his dad. Joker. But with Panther, there is that scene at the end where he's sitting there talking with Zemo. And even though I don't like Zemo's motivation, I do love that scene.
And he could have just let him die.
Oh, that's it,
he
too.
He could have killed him.
I think, he say the living aren't done with you yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he easily, like, he knows now, he knew at that point, obviously, that it was him that did the killing. And he easily could have just been like, okay, bye. Like, he could have just killed him, but he didn't.
Well, Panther, I think it shows Panther sees the value in people. And I think he sees that Zemo is kind of pathetic. Like, he's just this weak little man in that moment.
And he's also lost his entire family.
He's lost everything, like he had lost everything. And I liked his line. He says, vengeance has consumed you. It's consuming them. I'm done letting it consume me. And this idea of what, how we, again, I think we've talked about this before, how we deal with our rage.
Retreat.
Yeah, but on the retreat. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think wasn't that Iron Man 3? We talked about grief and dealing with our pain,
anxiety as well.
Anxiety.
Well,
I know you just weren't there for that, but nope. Yet again, here's a place where it comes down to how do we deal with how we're feeling in the midst of our own pain.
Mm-hmm.
There is T'Challa's journey, like there's genuine forgiveness and there's healing that takes place.
Because you can see in his face, like sitting on the bench talking to Black Widow, you can see the anger there. You can see the rage, like his dad just got blown up. Mm-hmm. Like you can see he wants revenge and nothing's gonna stop him from it.
Well, I think he says I'm gonna kill him, isn't he?
Yeah, he says,
kill myself.
Yeah, he's obviously very... He's angry.
Yeah.
And then he goes from anger to forgiveness in a matter of a movie, and it's really nice.
Let's talk about Bucky for a few minutes. And
sure we're not.
Because I feel like he's tortured, so that's why I feel like I like him.
You like the guys that are tortured?
Yeah.
You like torturous people? That's kind of...
What about that guy that Zemo tortured? No,
I mean, I feel bad for him, too.
Oh, well, that's fair.
Oh.
So why do you feel bad for Bucky?
Like, I don't know, because he's just, I feel bad for him, because he doesn't realize that he's, like, he realizes now that he's being tortured, obviously, but he didn't realize this multiple movies ago, and it was just sad to see him go through torture.
Mm.
Like, it's not nice to see anyone go through torture, But, like, this guy, he's done nothing, like, he did nothing wrong before this, and now he's being programmed to kill people. Like, I just don't, I feel bad that he's, like, I wouldn't like to be programmed to kill people, so that's why I feel bad for him. Like, yeah. I wouldn't, like, I just feel, I understand where Captain America's coming from in that regard. I get it. I mean, yeah, he is a bit of a boring character, but I think that's because he's still trying to figure out who he is, because he doesn't know who he is. Mm. He just realized his name last movie. So, he's still learning who he is as a person. He's still learning his relationship with Cap. Like, he doesn't know much about his past because it's been, like, sucked out of his head. So, yeah, that's why I don't have a thing for Bucky, but I can sympathize and I can relate kind of to Bucky.
One of the things Bucky says is, "I don't know if I'm worth all this, Steve." Meaning me. No, mm-hmm. Rogers. Is he? Do you think he is?
I think to an extent. Mm-hmm. Because if they're able to, like, you know, like, undo, quote-unquote, like, the torture that he's gone through, then yes. But if they're not able to do that, and then some next guy comes up and is, like, homecoming freight car, and then he goes on another rampage, then it's, like, you know, it's not, they're not really changing anything. But if they're able to actually do something about it, then I would think that, yeah, he's worth it. He's able to get that second chance. One thing I wanted to say to Megan was, he does know that he was doing it, though. Because he says to Iron Man.
I remember all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's like, it's such a weird thing. I feel like I liked Bucky better in Winter Soldier. Because he was, like, a new character. So, it was, like, you know, it was a whole new thing. But this one, it's, like, the same. Except for the parts when he hit his head and then he kind of remembers Steve. But when he goes back into that, like, you know, the Winter Soldier mode, like, it's just kind of, like, the same. Mm-hmm. But I think he would be worth it if they're actually able to do something about it.
Change.
If they're able to, yeah, reverse, like, the torture and reverse the whole, I guess, serum that's in him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's brainwashing. I don't think the serum isn't what they're trying to reverse. It's the trigger.
Well, if they get... That guy's... Because that guy's gone now, right?
No, he's just in jail.
Oh.
He's just in jail.
Oops.
Though he may be gone for... Who knows whether they're going to bring him back. I have no idea, but...
Because if they don't... Because does anyone else know the torture? Well, Pyder probably does. Never mind.
Well, they can find the book now.
That's true.
Because he had the book. And especially if Hydra's, like, infiltrating...
Like, I don't really understand the concept of the serum. And the serum and the trigger with...
Trigger words.
It was words.
It's brainwashing.
Oh, okay.
It was words.
Who's brainwashing who now?
Zemo.
They were brainwashing. They brainwashed Bucky. So the question is, he says he doesn't know if he's worth it. Do you think he's worth all this effort from Cap?
Yes. Like, I think he deserves, like, a second chance. Like,
You mean Ant-Man? Like we talked about in the last movie?
Yes,
Ant-Man?
Ant-Man. He deserves a second chance. I mean, like, he has some good in him, I think. Mm-hmm. If he wasn't being brainwashed, I'm sure he would be, like, a second-level class Avenger.
And he is. Like, when he isn't...
Like Spider-Man?
Yeah, when he isn't brainwashed, he is a nice guy. I mean, you can still see in him, though, when he isn't. Like, you can still see that he's, like, messed up because he has been brainwashed by a big corporation that's like... So, like, obviously he's going to be messed up, but, yeah, I agree with... And I agree with what Daniel said. I agree to a point. Like, if it gets fixed, yeah, but if it doesn't, a lot of people have died.
That is the one thing that I think we realized is when we talked about Winter Soldier that I do appreciate is the way that Cap values Bucky. And, you know, he says, oh, you didn't know what you're doing. And he's like, yeah, but I still did it. So at least... Bucky recognizes he is guilty.
Yeah.
But Cap still sees him as valuable. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's part of the thing of this movie is they're sort of arguing about who is more valuable. Is it stopping the villain or is it the individual people or stuff like that? I think the answer is just yes. I think the truth is, I don't think either of them is a perfect solution. They're both flawed.
Yeah.
Iron Man team. But I do appreciate a story like we see with Cap and Bucky, as boring as I think Bucky is personally. I do appreciate the fact that Cap sees him as having value. And that's, I think we said before, that's a very divine love. That is unconditional love. And that is something to value. That's incredible there. But man, like, anyway. So this is what I mean about this movie. I like this movie, but when you break it down, it's hard to say how much it actually makes sense.
Isn't that with every movie?
Especially when you've got people that still think that you should be Team Cap, when clearly the right answer is Iron Man. And
Team Black Widow.
I kid. Team Black Widow. Team Thor. Team, yes. Team Thor.
Team Thor for life, bro.
Team Chris Hemsworth.
Yes.
The ladies are all on Team Hemsworth. That seems about a good place to wrap us up today.
Chris Evans is cute too, but
Chris Evans. Everybody named Chris is in an Avengers movie now.
And they're all cute.
And Chris Pratt and anyway. Chris Pine is not. That's right.
I keep forgetting his name. The red guy, the cave.
Vision,
and the girl with the
Wanda.
If they could have a relationship, I would ship it. I would definitely.
You'd ship that?
Yes.
There it is.
No.
Mackenzie ships Vision and.
Yeah, give him the chance. And maybe.
I mean, Vision and Vonda. Team Vonda. There it is.
Skision.
Mackenzie ships Vonda.
Because in the movie, they, like, had one.
They are flirting.
He doesn't know how to make paprika.
He's not going to make anything. He's like a robot human.
Oh, gosh.
We will be back next week with Doctor Strange. As we are continuing on.
And will the movie be strange?
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh.
I like Bumblebee. I've never
seen the movie. I like Bumblebee, Cumbersnitch. And,
okay.
What? Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Until then, who wants to take us out?
Me.
Until then,
oh.
Go ahead.
To Infinity War.